Now, the U.S. president says Washington has been in high-level direct talks with Pyongyang over a summit between him and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We've also started talking to North Korea directly. We have had direct talks at very high levels, extremely high levels, with North Korea. And I really believe there's a lot of goodwill, a lot of good things are happening.
Donald Trump spoke about, quote, a great chance to solve the nuclear standoff with North Korea. Trump made the remarks during a meeting with Japan's visiting prime minister in Florida. According to Trump, U.S. officials are looking at five different locations outside the U.S. for a late May or early June meeting with Kim. The president also noted that diplomatic efforts to arrange a summit might fail. Trump voiced support for the Korea's discussions to seek a formal end to the war on the Korean Peninsula. The North Korean leader and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are preparing to hold a rare meeting in less than 2 weeks' time. Joining us now to discuss this further is William Jones, who's with the Executive Intelligence Review, and he joins us via Skype from Leesburg. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, so far so good. A lot of cautious optimism being expressed by all sides. However, what do you think could be the major obstacles in, as Trump has said, that efforts to arrange a summit might fail?
Well, obviously, this has gone farther than anybody envisioned, say, 1 month ago or even one year ago. Nobody envisioned that this would happen this way. Now, there are a lot of issues that are still outstanding. The question of will the DPRK be willing to give up its nuclear weapons? Will the United States be willing to bring down the forces in the region or to come to some kind of a conclusion of withdrawing from South Korea? A lot of these things are still very, very uncertain. But the fact of the leaders meeting at this point, I think, is extremely encouraging, because if you look lower on the scale, there was not a lot of interest within any of the departments to actually move in that direction. And President Trump obviously thinks that this will be an important play by him, an important move by his presidency of trying to push this in the direction of perhaps a conclusive resolution of this Korea crisis. But I think it's going to take a while to get there. I think if the meeting is successful, they probably will not come out with any kind of specific agreements, but at least will have laid the basis for discussions to be ongoing. And we haven't been there since the six-party talks so many years ago. So it's people are keeping their fingers crossed and hoping for the best, but it's an extremely good sign, and it's gone further than people really thought it would go.
Right. Mr. Jones, I couldn't help but notice there were a lot of ifs when you were speaking about the prospects of these negotiations. But if the things don't go the way that people are envisioning, if it's not a positive trajectory, what are we looking at? What is the cost of failure over here?
Well, we can go back to a specific standoff as we've had over the last few years, with threats back and forth, more nuclear testing, more frequent maneuvers, and it could at some point even get to a shooting war. When you get to a point where you have no diplomatic context between the two parties, anything can set off military action, and then we could be in very deep kimchi, as the Koreans say, in a lot of trouble. But I think looking at the constellation of forces that are at work, and that's not only the American president wanting to meet with the head of the DPRK, but also developments that have been ongoing in China, diplomacy between China and the DPRK, and most importantly, between South Korea and North Korea. And obviously, we're even probably getting Japan to some extent on board this general direction. It seems to me that there are a lot of forces in motion which can make this into a successful outcome, at least in the short term, in creating a basis for reinstitution of the kind of broader talks that would be necessary to resolve the North Korean situation.
All right, that's William Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us via Skype from Leesburg. Mr. Jones, thank you very much indeed for weighing in with your thoughts here on Press TV.